My friend here, Duncan, has had dental implants for 4 years now. And Duncan, what are you going to share with us today?
What I'm going to do is I'm going to share some pros and cons that I've experienced just so you can make your decision about what to do next.
He's even going to touch on the payment part too. Let's first start talking about the function of your teeth. When you first got your dental implants, were they hard to use? What were some kind of, do you have any issues going on at first?
At first, I found myself biting on my tongue or biting on my cheek because all of a sudden I had a full mouth of stand-up teeth, and I didn't have that before. So I had to get used to that. I had a little bit of a lisp, but my job was speaking. So I talked every day with people, and I never had an issue. The lisp came and went. And now, 4 years later, I'll hear every now and then a little bit of a lisp. But I'm thinking, a little bit of a lisp versus this, I chose to go this way. I got my teeth in 24 hours, and the adjustment process happens immediately. And what I say to folks is, don't overthink that adjustment, because your body's going to adjust. Your brain's going to tell your mouth not to bite your tongue anymore. Put it in the right place. That takes care of itself. Relax, breathe, get a hug. It'll work.
So, like you mentioned, you're 4 years into this process. What is it like now? Can you eat what you want? Does it feel weird in your mouth still, or does it feel like a part of you?
No, after 4 years, it feels like they've been in my mouth my entire life. I don't have any memory of my old teeth because these are such a positive experience. There's no need to hang on to a negative concept about my teeth. I couldn't be happier. I expect this to continue. And again, I'm not sitting around pondering this in my brain. It just is happening on its own, and I'm thrilled about that.
So you don't even think about them anymore when you eat and stuff, too?
No, I don't think about it at all. No, I don't recall the last time I was eating something and bit my jaw. I'm sure I have. I don't think about that. That's the normal human condition. And so after I got used to my teeth, which for me didn't take very long at all, life goes on. I didn't keep score on, I bit my tongue 3 times in the last 7 days. Hush. You know, it just takes care of it. So now, I'm just looking for a reason to smile.
And you said that process didn't take super long for you. Well, no. How long would you say?
I would say it took maybe 2 weeks.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But my brain took care of it. I didn't have to think about doing that. In 2 weeks, things just felt normal. Wow. And every now and then, I can just go look in a mirror and look at these teeth and go, how cool is that?
Yeah. Just rode the wave.
Yeah. And so 2 weeks, I was ready to go.
Wow. That's incredible. Well, let's move on to, you know, maintenance and longevity. At the beginning, what was it like taking care of them? This is not something that comes out, right? It's permanent. Mm-hmm. So you don't get to take care of them like a denture. Did you have any issues at the beginning of this period?
No, the difference for me was I seldom brushed my teeth before getting these because they were so crummy, it didn't matter. And when I brushed my teeth, I never watched. I don't know about you, but a lot of people, when they brush their teeth, they look at themselves brushing their teeth. I learned how to do that with these because before, I didn't care. Those teeth before were going to still be crooked, broken, and gray. And now I get to brush my teeth, and it is so cool to open my mouth and go through that process. So for me, it's a pure joy, something I had not experienced before.
And you've mentioned before, you know, maybe sometimes you'll get small things stuck in your teeth, but you use the water pick, right? So I'm going to talk a little bit about that. Is that difficult?
Yeah. The water pick isn't. Now, I got to tell you, I'm not the sharpest guy on the planet, but I know I'm not alone. Numerous times when I first got a water pick, I sprayed either the mirror in front of me or my face, because as I was learning how to do this, life happened. My hope for you is you're not as clumsy as I am. If you are, just put a big smile on your face and realize it's worth every lick of water on your face. I mean, it just becomes a joy, because you're doing something to keep these things beautiful. And in the midst of it, you get to spray yourself with water. How cool is that? You know?
And you were saying before, you know, taking care of your older teeth versus this, like, how would you compare that? Is it much easier to take care of these things?
Oh, yeah. I wasn't caring for my previous teeth because they were so bad. I was simply waiting for the next time there was pain, because when the pain got too bad, then I went to a dentist, either got a tooth pulled or I got a root canal. I don't have any of that now. I just open my mouth and brush my teeth, and the smile I'm seeing in the mirror is so cool, because I'm going on 4 years of that. So it's joy every day. I don't recall before getting my teeth. I don't recall brushing my teeth daily, and I sure never brushed them two times a day. So this is just so cool to get to go in the bathroom. I run out of toothpaste. I have to go back and get more. Now, if you're like me, you know, you don't do that often. That's just so cool.
Ooh. And since it's been 4 years, are those the same teeth that you got the day after surgery?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely. Yeah. Again, and I have no idea from a medical point of view what our teeth go through, but I know nothing on our body moves and works and does things as much as our teeth. You know, I can go throw a ball, I can go run, I can go do something. My mouth's chopping all day long, and I don't even think about what to eat or not to eat anymore. It just, everything I've tried has worked. I've got pictures of me eating an apple, eating a pear, eating corn on the cob, and it's like, oh my gosh, I hadn't been able to do that forever. And so if I'm feeling down about something, I'm amazed at when that picture will pop back up again. I'll go, oh, there you go. Yeah, I can eat an apple. And I've got friends, they can't eat an apple, and they've convinced themselves they can't move forward with Nuvia. And I just, again, I want to give you a big hug and say, take that step, whatever it takes, move forward, because this is worth every penny.
So you feel like, you know, they're durable, but you feel like they're going to last the rest of your life. How do you feel about that?
I do, and I have no... I think they're going to last the rest of my life. Do I know that? No. And if something were to happen, my first call would be to Nuvia. I would explain what happened. And my guess is they'd say, come in, let us look at it. What more could I want?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So let's get to one of the biggest topics, you know, cost. So, obviously, this is not like buying a new pair of clothes at the store, right, Duncan?
Nope. No.
So, that's a con in itself. I mean, people, you know, it's gonna cost something, right? But was there anything that you learned about the cost? You went to Nuvia. Was there anything you learned about the cost there that made you feel like, hey, I can go through with this?
What I was told right before Nuvia was I had a year and a half worth of dental work for a dentist to fix. And before, I have already had 15 root canals. So I'm well aware that I've got teeth that are crummy, that are dying. That was going to happen more. What I realized when I looked at Nuvia was I wasn't going to have to go back over and over and fix another tooth right next to the last one they fixed. I was going in to fix everything in my mouth. And to me, that was priceless, because I've been to the dentist dozens of times, and every time it costs more. And quite frankly, all they're doing is the same thing with another tooth. 24 teeth in my mouth, and what I knew was I had a year and a half to mess with them if I went the dental way. Here I am 4 years later. I've not had one single problem. So you tell me which one makes sense. And if you're one of those people that says, yeah, but, get a hug. This is a hug from me to you. Do whatever it takes to allow yourself to get yourself in a position that you can embrace the joy that Nuvia gives you in teeth like this.
And so the price you were told on day one, whether, you know, someone decides to do payment plans or pay all up front, that same price, did it ever change?
Never changed. That price didn't change. And what I did was, the initial was I paid for 6 months. I made monthly payments, just like I would if I'd gone out and gotten a new car. And at that point, what I realized was I could put that into a mortgage payment that was very low at that point. We paid so much on it, and that was very inexpensive. Wow. And if you want to see a range of how much that would cost, you could look at the dental implant cost guide, and you can get a good understanding of what your situation would be. And absolutely, go do that. That, again, peace of mind is everything. And if you can, for yourself, surrender to the anxiety and the nervousness, peace of mind makes this process.
If you found today's episode valuable, please consider giving us a rating or leaving us a review. It helps others discover the same information you did today.